It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk while you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sport. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Under on a bounce for Marcus Smart. Knocked away by Jimmy Butler, and he punches it into the front court. He wins the foot race. Finds Jay Crowder for the easy two. And another signature moment down the stretch for the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler. Boston down by 7, but now down to 1:20 to go.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene.
That'll get John going. There we go.
That's why Dan played it. But think
about it. Love it.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. You can listen to us on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. You can also get podcasts there and what have you. And you can watch us on Twitch. You can watch John just not relating. You can watch the girls' golf that we're watching, the women's golf, because they're moved into the Peacock Network, the U.S. Open.
Yeah. The big teaser yesterday. We were here watching the U.S. Open. Fred and I, happy people. Live sport event during the sporting event during the show. U.S. Open yesterday morning. This morning, nope, sorry. You got to sign up for the Peacock Network or whatever the hell it's called, the app, whatever it is. You have to sign up for that to watch this morning. That's it. Sorry.
Everyone's you're out against of luck. John. All right, 617-779-0985.
Real quick, I just want to, I keep thinking about, you know, obviously last night and going over what went wrong and how listless this team was, not only at the end of game one, but at the end of game two. But we need to calm down for a moment. Like I saw Tony Maz wrote an article, and I love Tony Maz, but, and I know why he wrote this, but it was maybe Kyrie Irving was right. Like, maybe this team has no heart, and he goes into, like, you know, maybe they just don't, they don't play hard at the end of the game. Does
Kyrie
anybody
is saying this?
No. He's talking about that's why he thinks Kyrie and Al Horford left, is that this team has okay. just no hope.
All right. Horford didn't want to leave.
Well, Horford got more money.
Yeah, so Horford wasn't, you know, yeah. begging to get out of town.
Philadelphia gave him the fourth year the Celtics wouldn't. That's
his
reason he's not
bitched about it like while he was there. His wife made it very clear that they didn't want to be there.
So. Right, so that's just ridiculous. But the main thing is that all these people are saying that, you know, this team sucks, they have no heart. How quickly we forget the last series. Like, that series against the Raptors, they were all heart. On top of that, they've been that way this entire season. That's how they got to where they are. And that's why last night's loss was infuriating.
Both losses.
And the first one. So this isn't like a problem with the team. That's a now problem with these last two games. And I don't know what is going on. All I know is that, Fred, we had a little bit of a back and forth about, you know, who's the better player? Is it Jason Tatum or Jimmy Butler? And I, you know what, going completely off stats, I would say that it was Jason Tatum. But not anymore. Like, after these last two games, Jason Tatum might score more, and he might be the guy who can fill up the stat sheet, but what Jimmy Butler brings you in that fourth quarter, oh my God, I would trade that any day, somebody who just becomes an assassin, an attack dog when he needs it the most. And, John, we were talking about this earlier. One of the reasons that Jimmy Butler's stat lines aren't as big as Jason Tatum's is because I think he's constantly trying to get the other guys involved.
Yeah,
the people on that team, as much as a dick he can be, and he really can be, we saw what he pulled on these other teams, his teammates love him.
And they feed off. The other thing about Butler is he shows no emotion. I mean, he is a flat line for most of the game, and I think his teammates kind of feed off that.
Until Dragic and him get it to
have the bromance after the game is over, absolutely. But, I mean, Miami was calmer the entire way yesterday. Celtics got up by 17 in the first half. They were up by 15 in the third quarter. Miami just kept playing, and you saw that in the game one also. And the most frustrating thing about all of this to me is that I know the Celtics are the better team. They have better players. They have more scoring options. And when they play defense, Miami can't get anything done. And this is sort of what happened against Toronto. The Celtics were better in five, maybe six of those games against Toronto when they were still pushed to seven. They should have won both games, game one and game two against Miami, if they had just kept playing.
The other thing, too, is that, you know, Jimmy Butler, like the legend of Jimmy Butler is going to, you know, no matter how the whole, you know, this all ends for the Miami Heat. Like when I found out that he didn't want to bring his family there because he didn't want it to be a distraction, like that's insane in a great way. And I'm not faulting anyone for wanting to have their family be there. I know I would have. And I know most people would have because, dude, that's a long time to be away from your family. But you want to talk about just a I'm all about business move. He said, you know what? I can stand it being away from him for another month and a half. I've got business to take care of. And it sounds to me, and I don't know, this hasn't been confirmed, but I think there might have been some other players in the Heat because they were talking about the Heat in general who might have also shunned, you know, bringing some of their family members because it was a distraction.
Yeah.
That's
no, they
I'm not
bought
gonna
in,
fault. Yeah, no, they're Scalabrini, buying into what he's given you.
Yeah, Scalabrini was even talking about that, saying that, you know, the Heat have adapted to the bubble. The Heat have taken on this challenge that they've completely bought into it, and maybe the Celtics have not.
See, I thought the Celtics had. I thought that together, I mean, how many videos did we see of Marcus Smart, you know, doing a handstand race against Jaylen Brown or a swimming race in the pool against Enes Kanter? I mean, I thought the camaraderie was there, and maybe it still is. Maybe it still is. Maybe yesterday, you know, they needed to let some frustration out, and now everyone's fine again, and they'll come back and play
strong in game three. Maybe they're going
to
avoid each other. Maybe it's going to bubble up.
Maybe it will. All I'm saying is I look at what the Celtics have done to get to this point, and the fact that they were deer in the headlights not once but twice, and the second one is worse because they should have learned from the mistakes of game one. You know what this team is capable of. Miami, and we talked about it after game one, Miami has guys who can make plays. I mean, you saw Hero and Butler and Bam Adebayo in game one. They can make plays when the game's close down the stretch, and you saw it again last night. Butler, especially, and Dragic has been an assassin in these first two games. But they're doing it because they have the opportunity to do so. Because Celtics aren't playing well. They stopped playing, and God knows why. I can't figure it out for the life of me.
Another thing that's getting twisted is that people are coming down on this whole incident in the locker room afterwards. And to that I say, I'm glad Marcus Smart got pissed. And I'm glad they're angry about this. Because you know what the Kyrie Irving team would have done? They would have sat there and they would have sulked, or Kyrie Irving would have blown it off. It's just two games. It's not really anything. But you know what happened? Marcus got pissed. He started screaming at the players. And you've seen everyone since then, whether it be Brad Stevens, Jason Tatum, Enes Kanter, Jaylen Brown, all of them stuck up for Marcus Smart, ripping into everyone. They're all saying, he's right. And at least you've got that. Now, it could be too little too late, but it was good to see some sort of fire and not just acceptance of what happened.
I don't know. The people that cover the team and they're all the time were weirded out by it.
It is very unusual because the Brad Stevens-led team has always kept a calm demeanor like their head coach.
He was screaming, calm down.
Yeah, and this leads me to the last point here, which is Brad Stevens is on the clock for this series. I mean, we're going to get a real sense of how good a head coach Brad Stevens is, because if there's any truth to what the Boston beat writers and the national writers were talking about after the game last night, and this team was disjointed and not together after last night's loss, it's on Brad Stevens to right the ship for tomorrow. Tomorrow is a huge game, not only for the players to prove themselves and prove to everyone that they can take a punch and come back in a situation like that, but for Brad to get his team pulling back in the right direction and get them ready to play a game. And not only that, get them to finish a game, which they haven't done yet in this series.
All right. Well, listen, let's get to the phones and let's continue this discussion with John. We'll push back our guest. We'll let John.
We have full phone lines.
Full phone lines, including this one, which I'm interested in. Amy, go ahead. Amy,
what you gonna do?
You're gonna bust out Pure Prairie League here?
Sure, why not? I've listened to Yacht Rock lately. I got no problem with that.
All right, so Amy's gone. Mars is apparently in retrograde, which has got John all his feathers all in a bundle.
Is that what the problem is?
I could make 8 down pillows in here with all these feathers going all over the place. All right, so we'll continue with your phone call, 617-779-0985. The Celtics are terrible.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Up. Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk, while you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Tusher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tyler Hero, bounce pass in the corner. Robinson runs there. Tice challenges him the entire way, so he drops back to Crowder for an off-balance three. He hits it, and the foul on Jaylen Brown. A huge swing here in game two.
Jaylen Brown saying run the clock here, and that was a huge play.
Guys, there were reports of yelling in the locker rooms and things being thrown. Marcus obviously exited emotional. Can you just kind of speak to that scene or describe what it was like?
You know, he plays with passion. He's full of fire. And that's what I love about him most, to be honest. You know, he has that desire and that will, and we need him to continue to have that. You know, it's ups and downs with families all the time, but, you know, we embrace each other. Who we are and who Marcus is, I love him for. So we got to get ready to come back, take that same fire, and add it to game three.
Finally, a smile across John's face, begrudgingly. Reminded himself of being a
saw these guys
undergrad
in concert.
Student.
Saw them in concert, these guys.
When you were in college,
Levert,
right?
Yes. They opened up for Bobby Brown.
Were you dancing?
I was. Had floor seats.
Silk pants?
No.
Silk tie?
No.
Silk shirt?
I was not nearly the cool dude you see before you now back then.
You didn't have a silk shirt. What'd you wear?
I don't remember. I don't remember what I wore that
See,
night.
He's bringing nothing today. He's all depressed. He is all depressed.
Had the hammer.
About the Celtics. All right. Well, John's all depressed. He's shared his thoughts about the Celtics. He's very angry. And as are the Celtics, as they threw a hissy fit in the locker room after the game. And They say that I'm sure I know that we heard from Jaylen Brown, but I'm sure he's just peachy about how the offense was running through him all night. In the fact that it wasn't until the end.
At least he got the basketball this
time. At the end.
Unlike game one, where they completely ignored him for the last quarter.
He gets ignored a lot in this offense, and it's really something else. Mike, go ahead. 617-779-0985 is the number of the radio station.
I just wanted to talk about Cantor. He has 9 points and 6 rebounds in 11 minutes. Why isn't Brad Stevens playing him enough?
Because he cannot play defense, and he's a huge liability.
He was good for when they used him. And when they brought him in, as I said, he's been great against the Heat all season long. But once they kind of said, all right, well, let's target him without a bio, it's like, you know, it's a little bit of a different story.
You can't play him any more than you played him last night.
And you know what? He's going to be good in spurts. He had one of the best plus minuses during that second quarter run that they went on.
Fantastic.
He was a huge part of it. No, he was a huge part of it. But then they figured him out. And in the third quarter, it was really bad. And Cantor did what he does.
When he was in the third quarter, that's partially what started the momentum.
But that's not his fault. Like, I mean, that was everybody.
When I was watching the game last night in the third quarter, I was saying out loud, why is Cantor in this game? I mean, he looked hopeless.
Well, that's a Brad Stevens issue. Fine, that's the way Brad Stevens matched up against Adebayo.
Once Miami started targeting him, Brad got him out of there.
Yep.
Give Brad credit. He had him out there until Miami started to run the pick and roll at him, and then Brad subbed Tice back in, and Grant Williams back in. His presence
on the court was partially responsible for Miami's momentum in the third quarter.
At the beginning of it, yes.
And it was responsible for the Celtics' run in the second. I mean, 8 minutes, he got in there, went 4 for 4, 6 rebounds.
I understand what he did, but he also, they were, they if you focus on him defensively, he is going, that you are going to have a run.
But if we're going to list problems, I mean, he's way down.
I didn't bring him up. The caller brought him up. But the idea that Cantor should get more minutes is ludicrous.
That's true. We all agree on that.
Yeah, I think, we all agree.
He got just about the amount he should get. Well,
if I'm
coaching the Heat, I'm, and I see Cantor on the floor, I'm saying, all right, here we go.
Well, that's just it. You wait and put Cantor in when Adebayo is on the bench.
Right. And if Cantor wants to hang out under the rim while everyone else goes to the other end of the floor and get a rebound, that's fantastic.
The other thing that was crazy and infuriating about last night is that, you know, there's a bunch of people saying the Celtics don't know how to penetrate a zone. That's not true. They've been killing zones all season long.
No, they know how. You got to hit threes.
You just got to hit shots.
Yeah.
You got to hit jumpers if you're going to go against.
And you have to be able to collapse the defense and kick out.
It'll be interesting because Gordon Hayward is trending toward playing in game three. Let's see. And we've been sold. Gordon Hayward is a zone buster. Cedric Maxwell came on the station and told us that this is what he will be good for against the zone. And we'll see if Spoelstra plays more zone or less when Gordon Hayward's in.
You know who else could be good at busting a zone is if you give the ball to Jaylen Brown, allow him to penetrate and then kick out. That might be a good strategy.
Well, Jaylen Brown, let's talk about that, because another thing that was unforgivable, I might even think it might be the most unforgivable of everything that happened in this game, is that this team was in the bonus with 8.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and they got to the line once. There's no excuse for that. You know what to do when you're in that position. The fact that they just, I mean, the Heat, you remember how the Celtics got in trouble in game one? Same situation, just you flipped it around. And they killed them, and they gnawed away by getting to the line. That's what Jaylen Brown does, and he didn't do it in that game. Jason Tatum didn't do it in that game, and you saw it was just in their body language that I don't know what the hell happened with this team, and it's happened two games in a row. But it's got to stop. It's not about not knowing the zone. It's not about the plays. It's about not having the heart and not hustling. My God, look at Jimmy Butler. Take some notes. Well, look what that guy's doing. Right. He's single-handedly saying, get on my back.
Yes, he defers too much during the first three quarters. And then, I mean, he's passing up open shots. He's driving to the basket and kicking out when he's open. But, yeah, at the end of games, he says, it's all me. All right. And then his boy Dragic goes, I'll do you one better. I'll drop the ball, just pick it up and nail a dagger. Lewis, go ahead, Lewis.
How's it going, guys? Great show.
Yeah, baby.
I'm actually just I listen to you guys after work in the morning. But I've been watching the games, obviously, and something I saw from last game as well. And there's two things, and you guys might not like this. Is one, you can say when it comes to the offense, when they go up, you know, 10, 11, 12, 15 points, it's like they forget how to play offense. They just, you know, they pass it and, you know, ISO, and then shoot it up. That's all they do. They don't keep passing the ball around, kill time, get the Heat tired. They just come back and they just rejuvenate themselves. And that's how they just keep gnawing away, like you guys say, as well. And then the second thing is Jaylen Brown. Yes, you can get it, but I've noticed when he has the ball, he forget about passing. He drives in and he just tries to just throw it up. He doesn't try to kick it out. He doesn't give it to when he collapses. He doesn't give it out to anybody else. So they know he's not going to pass. He's going to try to shoot it up, and that's it. And on defense, he's always late. That Crowder three pointer in the fourth quarter last night. Crowder ran. It was like he just forgot he was on Crowder, and Crowder just ran. And he's wait a minute, and then Crowder made it. So
his Crowder, well, Brown in fairness mugged him.
with his not touching him at all.
Yeah, I know. With his not making contact.
But I know what you're saying. Yes, I know what you're saying.
This is more of a team-wide problem. When they get ahead, the offense is far from perfect, but the bigger problem is on the defense.
I didn't see him running ISO game. They were moving the ball around.
Massive problems on the defensive end of the floor.
Sloppily.
That's the thing. Absolutely. The identity of this team is to get stops rather than make shots. And they got no stops in the third quarter. How many offensive rebounds for Miami? They had 3-1 sequence.
Hero's cleaning up offensive boards, that's the thing. A big problem.
That's the thing. And when you saw that begin to happen, the defensive continuity completely disappeared. And that goes back to what I was saying earlier, Rich, about the defense players remaining connected on both ends of the floor. Defense is a team thing. It's not just a one-guy thing. And yeah, Jaylen Brown left Jay Crowder open for that shot, but the rotations were bad. How many? They got destroyed in the pick and roll. How many dunks did Bam Adebayo have in the third quarter on pick and roll alone, which is the most basic of basketball plays? They were unable to cover that. That should never happen, let alone happen in the Eastern Conference Finals.
It also goes to show you that when Marcus Smart has a bad defensive game, which isn't often, but when he did, like he did last night, changes everything. I mean, he wasn't good on the defensive side of the ball.
None of them were in the second half.
When Tice is not in the game, they're screwed, and it's become a huge issue that they can't play Williams is a big deal. I mean, because if
Robert
fouls,
or Grant or both?
Robert.
Okay.
No, they can play. Grant Williams is whatever. I mean, Grant Williams can play defense.
For a couple minutes. Yep.
But Robert Williams, you thought, could give Tice a breather if Tice gets in foul trouble.
Not against this team.
No.
Nope.
So they have no one. If Tice is out, they don't have a rim protector. I mean, he's by far the most important defensive player in this team. Now, Marcus Smart's the best defensive player, but when Tice isn't in, they go nuts.
And that's the thing. This has forced Brad Stevens to be very careful. And he's reacting instead of acting. He's not just running his rotations and running his substitutions. It's to the point now where you have to wait for Bam Adebayo to go out before you substitute Grant Williams or even Enes Kanter in the basketball game.
Right. I mean, they have a big problem. Big problem with rim protection.
And when it's more of a heart problem, man.
Well, I know, but when you've seen it in both series, the Toronto series too, when Tice isn't in the game, that's when all this starts happening. That's when all these, that's when they're all the open lanes to the baskets get created. I mean, that's what happens. I mean, when he fouled out game one, right? When he fouled out of game one, you said, oh, boy, you know, here we go. This is going to be a problem. I believe he fouled out in game one.
I think you're right. Without looking, if I remember, I think you're right.
It was either that or game six against Toronto. What do I know?
Man. Duncan Robinson's face. It's just
Duncan
Robinson.
Really, how everyone says be a punter? Like, be a punter.
Yeah.
Like that you'll like just really get
excel
good at
in a skill. Yeah.
Like he's obviously athletic enough to get open, but they don't even protect. I don't think he's allowed to cross the 3-point line. Like he just hangs out there.
Yep.
And then when he gets if he gets the ball in a situation where he doesn't have an open shot and he has to put the ball on the floor, it's like it's like playing at the Y. I mean, they just take the ball from him. I mean, he has the inability to do anything. He can't play defense, obviously.
On a team like this, he works because you have so many other guys who can shoot. And
I know.
You have a good. You have an all-star center. But you're right. On another team, his role would be much different. And
how many people on this team look like the kid in like some Hallmark movie that made a wish to be a basketball player and just grew into a uniform?
Well, let me tell you, Rich, I'm
got
an expert
him,
on this.
Tyler Herro, hell, their coach, Eric Spoelstra looks like one.
Yeah.
Like it's like
Spoelstra looks like he's comes correct. He's all neat looking now.
Oh, you got the facial hair. He had the facial
long,
hair last night.
Yeah, he is not the young man that coached LeBron James in Cleveland anymore.
No. Well, that'll put some years on you. That'll put some extra years on you.
No,
you have to go through those guys.
Duncan Robinson, every time you see those navy blue sneakers 15 feet behind everyone else running down the court, you say to yourself, there's a man who does not have the athletic acumen to be much of an NBA player, but there he is.
As I said, I see Duncan Robinson and Tyler Herro together, and it's the Winklevoss twins.
Yep.
At least Herro has some athleticism. I mean, Robinson.
Herro's going to be a good player.
But it's just Robinson.
Star.
Yeah. Just. We'll see. But Robinson, it's just. I mean, if Robinson's checking you, I don't know why you're not. You should go for 50.
I understand.
Real quick, John. Someone on Twitter said Duncan Robinson looks like someone from the Cabbage Patch Company tried to make a Rob Schneider.
That is someone who's put a lot of. And then peed on it. All right. We will be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports Hub.
Bill Belichick sits down with Zoe for his exclusive game day interview all season long.
Big win against the Eagles.
Everybody did a good job.
Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Smart. We'll trigger the inbound. Lobs it. They go for a quick lob. It's deflected. Jay Crowder comes up with it, and Miami will walk away with game two. Adebayo into the front court. Marcus Smart comes over to give a foul, but there's no reason to because the Miami Heat wrestle game two, momentum and full control of the Eastern Conference Finals away from the Celtics tonight. They come from 17 down to win game two. Final score in game two, Miami 106, Boston 101.
Two times now we've had a couple double-digit leads and, you know, we've let go of the ropes. So we got to figure out, you know, why that keeps happening. And just be prepared to win the next one. You know, not looking at we got to win 4 out of 5 or 4 out of how many we got left. Just win the next one. Just take it one game at a time.
Johnny boy. Johnny is sad. Johnny wanna get sad about Celtics. He doesn't like that they lost and that the moon is in retrograde.
By the way, Fred, did you hear that TikTok was just banned in the United States starting Sunday?
Oh, good. My kids will be really happy. Well, that will solve everything. Now, China's of no danger to us.
Come on.
Well, I'm sure that China now is going to be flailing.
It's going to cripple them.
I've never used WeChat, but WeChat also banned in the U.S. starting Sunday. So I don't even know what WeChat does.
That's where I keep my WeChat about boning is what we do. All right, John's very upset. The Celtics look terrible. They fell apart as they tend to do in the third quarter, and then in the fourth quarter they were basically out hustled the entire during the entire time, and then. There was talk about Miami not having their families there. Certainly Jimmy Butler said it was a business trip, and they just seem to have adapted to the bubble better. They seem to have embraced it. And
I don't think that that's fair, because this is a two-game bad streak that the Celtics have been in. It's only two games. They've done very well in the bubble, and as a matter of fact, that's why these last two games were infuriating, because it's just so not who they are.
Well, Miami, if you look at what's happened, Miami has won the first two games, and they've completely bought into this situation. So,
and they haven't been a better team. The Celtics have been a better team.
Oh, they were
by
last night.
By and large for both games.
Last night.
No,
yeah.
They weren't at times last night, but when they played well, Miami couldn't match them.
I didn't even recognize that team over the second half. As a matter of fact, Sean Grandy had a, you know, because he's got all the strangest statistics, but this one is fairly telling. You had a good third quarter in game one of the Celtics during this series, but that's about it. Like, I mean, their third quarter during that Raptors series, as good as they played, third quarters were awful. And Sean Grandy tweeted this last night that the Celtics rank 15 of 16, the teams in the bubble, in the third quarter, but are the NBA's best playoff team in all other quarters. That's how badly and how much of a hit they're taking. And I don't, and that's the one thing I've been saying, you know, whether or not Brad Stevens gave them a great plan and, you know, he's taught them how to penetrate zone, which of course we know they know how to do. They just didn't do it. The one thing you can point at is once you have that much of a stockpile of one thing that's gone so badly, like their just absolute inability to do anything right in the third quarter, that is on the coach. Like, you've got enough tape to look at and go, why are we starting so poorly? Why can't we score? And why can't we defend in the third quarter? And there's something to it. So if you want to criticize Brad Stevens for anything, it's how come his team isn't ready to play after the half.
And figure out something for Tice when he's not in the game. If you could find a body to put in there that's not going to completely ruin everything that you've put together through
right.
the first two
that's
quarters.
That's Grant Williams right now. That's the guy.
Unfortunately, because that's not supposed to be the guy. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Slippery T, as you well know, in playoff basketball, you can't win if you're getting beat to every single loose ball. Mm-hmm. It just is not possible. And then the passes are lazy, so somebody like Jimmy Butler is able to make an incredible play like he did in the fourth quarter, aside from, I mean, making a steal, to be able to have the foresight to throw it forward as opposed to just sort of a backhand out of bounds deflection.
And then follow the play and put yourself
in it. And Cantor's conditioning is certainly an issue. Although he does have a fantastic tan, I got to think he's been lounging poolside in his banana hammock since he arrived in the bubble. But he does have to get a little more physical on the defensive end, because the glaring hole in the middle, which has been this team's Achilles heel, whether anybody wanted to admit it or not, it was eventually going to be exposed, not having a decent rim protector. And finally, the movie I think you guys are looking for to describe the Heat is the critically acclaimed Kevin Durant vehicle, Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck.
Right.
Shot on video. Thunderstruck, not shot. That was shot on straight camcorders. Yeah, that pops up on Netflix, and you're saying, when did this get made? This is just all about the city of Oklahoma.
That might have been year two for Durant, possibly, when they made that one.
Yeah, that pops out of nowhere. Like, I just came home one day and my kids were watching it. I'm like, where's this come from? Where's this found footage that you have? Yes, there is a massive problem that they don't trust Robert Williams, and that they have to put in a slow kid, meaning slow foot, from Tennessee to try to protect the rim. That doesn't work out well.
I don't know what's going on at the end of these games. So they were leading 94-89 with 4.5 minutes left, and they only scored 7 points the rest of the game. I mean, and I keep saying it, that's inexcusable when you've been in the bonus for almost 9 minutes.
Got a 6'6 rookie that you're putting in and going, take care of this all-star big man.
I don't know about the Achilles heel of the Celtics being a lack of rim protection. I'm not sure about that. I mean, Daniel Tice is...
No, when Tice isn't in the game.
No, when Tice isn't in the game, that's true.
That's what I'm saying, okay. Is that when no, Tice is out of the game...
I'm talking about what the caller said, not what you said.
No, well,
I
he
agree.
Just mentioned Kanter. No, when Tice is in, he's effective.
Yeah.
When Tice is in, he's despite his size, he's
yes.
good.
No, Tice is actually in the top 20 in the NBA in blocks, if you believe it
no,
or not.
No, Tice is... That's what I'm saying. When Tice is out, it's a problem
yes.
because they have to rely on a 6'6 rookie
no, but the
to come in and try to check
out the caller's point was that because they don't have effective rim protection, that's the Achilles
oh,
heel.
I would say that
that's
after,
not true.
No, but when Tice is out, it's a,
yes,
it's a,
that,
a big
that
problem.
Is true. I mean, shot blocking is important up to a point, but ultimately...
End of game one.
Yeah, if you look... I mean, obviously, but if you look at the NBA and the leaders in blocks, there aren't many guys
no, I'm
left.
Not, it's not talking about block shots. Yeah. It's talking about having a kid, a 23-year-old kid, carve you up inside. I mean, mm-hmm. that's what... happens when Tice isn't in the game. And
so, John, let me ask you this, John, because, I mean, we've been talking about how the Celtics seem to be getting a little bit of a gift, and that is that it, because of Monday Night Football, it was announced last night that Game 4 is going to be moving to Wednesday, so there's going to be a several-day gap there, and that means more than likely that Gordon Hayward's going to be back. As a matter of fact, there was a report yesterday from The Athletic that said that Gordon Hayward is progressing towards returning for Game 3. They said he felt good after his post-practice workout yesterday. I'm sorry, on Wednesday, and he got up some shots as well, and they're saying that more than likely he'll be playing on Saturday night. So having him back for a few minutes would be okay, but having a nice three-day rest before Game 4 is going to be really something that they could use. How much do you think that's going to affect how they've been playing, having him on the court?
I think that's going to affect the Celtics a lot. I think having Gordon Hayward out there. Now, does that mean they win the game by 30? No, but it helps their rotation. It deepens their bench. And as much as you love Brad Wanamaker, it'll take shots away from him and put the shots in the hands of Gordon Hayward where they belong. And I think against the zone, he will play a huge role. Instead of Marcus Smart getting the ball at the foul line to try and break that 2-3, it'll be Gordon Hayward, who can stick that shot 7 times out of 10. He has a great mid-range game, which will crush the zone that Miami throws
which
out them.
Exactly,
and Spoelstra
yeah.
is smart enough to know that when Hayward's in the game, he can't go zone.
Right.
And that will help the Celtics out a lot.
Yes.
Even if Hayward misses shots, the fact that they are out of that zone and therefore not stagnant and standing around on offense is going to help this team out a lot.
Yeah, his size and his jumper are going to help a lot, offensively, certainly.
So, yes, it makes a significant impact. Now, you might lose a little bit on the defensive end, but I'll take it. I'll take it at this point. You won't, put it this way, the Celtics' defense won't be atrocious while he's in there.
Yeah.
So I like the idea of Hayward coming back. He will significantly impact this series and gives you another scoring option if a guy like Kemba Walker or Marcus Smart or Jaylen Brown can't score the basketball. You have another option out there. And he helps you in so many ways.
He's going to come back, dominate.
This series.
They're going to win by 20, and then his wife's going to give birth, and he's got to leave.
If he comes back and dominates, he's not leaving. I got news for you.
I think you're right. I think you're right, too. I think that if he makes all the difference.
Well,
then...
especially with all this talk of how Miami's bought into the bubble and no families and all this stuff, it would just be weird if he left, you know? It would be weird if he left at any time, I guess, now. I mean, regardless of how they play, it would be kind of weird.
Other than the fact that he told everyone before all this started that he was going to be doing it. Like, he's, like, not
well, I'm never
any
talk
sort
to
of
him
mixed
again.
Message.
If he leaves, I'm never talking to him again. I'm not going to have him over anymore. All right. We'll be right back. Very quickly, I just want to, and Nick knows about it, so I'll just mention it. Something very strange is happening regarding my image, my facial image. And it's a little weird. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
Drive home with Felger and Mass this afternoon at 2. Right now, this is how Boston sports fans start the day. Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh!
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Hell no, boy.
Y'all done up and done.
Oh, no. Hell no, boy.
Y'all done up and done it.
Oh, no. Hell
done it, man.
Y'all
done up and done it.
My first song was like 48 bars with no hook. You hear me flipping through my pages out my favorite notebook. The microphone was in the closet. No headphones, we lost it.
Western Kentucky's own Nappy Roots.
Makes me hear a sample thing. Flash off.
Oh, this can't. This guy got to make you happy.
If they sampled the Flash theme, then it'd be really happy.
You know, the Stallionaires couldn't make it. It was all about the Nappy Roots.
When's that Chance show coming out, Fred? You know, there's a new show.
I know. It's just like it's not gonna work without Real. I mean, it's the yin and yang of Real and Chance. That
Real has died. You're not going to be able to bring him back. You know, you just got to take what you can get.
I can't watch the Chance show. Because all it's going to do is they're going to put him and have scary things come at him.
No, that was the one where what was it called? The Legend Hunters, where they had to find Sasquatch and stuff.
Chance just reacts to scary things.
He just yells.
By the way, it's 7 a.m. I will be right here by the radio station tomorrow.
Maybe
I'll pop in.
Cool.
Yeah, big doubleheader, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Joe Murray will be here. Yeah. Everyone is doing his show. You should pop in.
Yeah, I can just pop in. It's going to be a fun time. All right. Well, Rich, Nick is sending you a picture right now.
Okay. Texting it to me? Okay.
Are you aware, because you spent time in Dallas, are you aware of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a pretty reputable paper.
Okay. Well, there is... apparently, there's some school situation happening in that the school board is controversial or something like that. And so there was someone running for a seat on the school board.
Okay.
And there is a Facebook page that is about all the people in the school district talking about, you know, what should be done. And there is a hooligan that has been on this Facebook page, and he has been saying deplorable things about people and, you know, being very dirty and all these things. And the gentleman has taken a picture of me and morphed it. And as this, it says in the article, lightly photoshopped it. And I want you to see a picture of it and see if it looks lightly photoshopped.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So they took a picture.
But lightly photoshopped?
No. They didn't.
No, but they say lightly in it. They show a picture of me. Yeah. And then they show a picture of the photoshopped one. And they say it's a light snack.
Hang on. So this is what is this person doing?
He's causing dirty things. Attacking people on this school board website, Facebook site, and they've taken a picture of me of all people, and morphed it into something not appealing to the eye. But their whole point is how light it is, and now this guy wants me to sue this dude that photoshopped me, and I don't know, sue him for what money?
You should say it's not lightly photoshopped, so you can sue him. You got a better case. He's using my face, using my image.
Well, that's the thing, is this guy really wants me to sue this other dude.
Okay, so how is there any connection that this guy would have to here? Is he from Boston? Or
I don't know.
I know.
Once my lawyers are on top of it, I can only imagine the treats that I'll find.
So this is a candidate?
This is a candidate. They believe the person who's doing this, he denies it, is a candidate for the school board.
Oh, my
God. But he's taken a picture of me and made it look like Mike Behind the Mic Callahan.
Now, did they take Mike Behind the Mic Callahan and blend it with me?
No, they used the fat booth thing, I think. Isn't
well,
that
and they put
work?
Glasses and they extended the sideburns.
Those pork chops.
Now, how did you find out about this?
I was emailed it, and then Nick found out about it. But the article says about how it was a light Photoshop, on Facebook.
Of you? Did they say your name?
No. Which I wish they would have.
All right.
And then, of course, Beasley won't let me open it up here. But why don't you tweet that out and say ask if people think it was just lightly Photoshopped?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's...
Please. I mean, that's supposed to look like me? It's hideous. They took something beautiful. I mean, next thing you know, they're going to take the statue David and just cut it in half or spray paint on it. I mean, you took something beautiful, a work of art, and made it ugly. Lockhart put it up. You can retweet Lockhart.
Yeah.
That doesn't look like me at all. Hachi Machi.
Yeah, they.
I mean, taking a picture of me and sullying it for your own wicked purposes? Gonna sue him for $5 billion. I want to get knee-deep in this Texas race. All right. We'll continue to take your call. 617-779-0985. Also, Jim Irsay. Throwing around some metal, if you believe them. We'll have all that. No commercials here, just the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.